感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thanks to the Lord in the morning of the Lord's Day, let's continue to study the words from God.
我们大家可以看到，眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音四章四十三到五十四节。
Let's look at the scriptures on the screen. Let's read together the book of John, chapter 4, verse 43 to 54.
我们看到可以一起来读约翰福音四章四十三节起。过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去，因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方，有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人迎见他，说他的儿子活了。他就问，什么时候见好的？他们说，昨日未时，热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。感谢神，神的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thanks the Lord, that's a scripture we read, and let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, praise you and thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
Your words are the bread of our life.
你的话语是我们信心的根基。
Your words are the foundation of our faith.
你的话语是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Words are the lamp to my feet and the light unto my path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.有一些反对圣经的人说，圣经当中有许许多多自相矛盾的地方。
Some people who are against the Bible say that there are some contradictions in parts of the Bible.
那么在我们刚才所读的经文四十四和四十五节就被有些人说成是自相矛盾。
In the Bible verse we just read, the verse 44 and 45 is one place that said that contain contradictions.
我们当然了，圣经没有自相矛盾的地方，我们都知道这一点。
Of course, we know that in the Bible there's no contradictions.
那么我们也知道，就是有些人说圣经有自相矛盾的地方，这是出于他们自己的这个傲慢与偏见。
We know that those people said there are contradictions in the Bible. They said this out of their pride and out of their prejudice.
那我们就回到我们今天刚刚所读的约翰福音四章四十四到四十五节，我们来看这两节经文为什么有些人说它是自相矛盾。
Let's look at these two verses, verse 44 and 45. Let's see why they say that they contain contradictions in these two verses.
那么约翰福音四章四十四节这里写到，因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。
In the verse 44, Jesus himself testified that the prophet has no honor in his own country.
然后接下来呢，就马上就记载到了加利利，耶稣到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷 过节所行的一切事就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节的。
And it was closely followed by the record that when he came to Galilee and the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast.
所以我们这里可以清楚地看到，就是耶稣来到加利利，加利利人接待耶稣。
We clearly see that when Jesus came to Galilee, the Galileans received Jesus.
哎，但是我们也都知道，耶稣被称为加利利人，加利利是耶稣的家乡。
We know that Jesus was called a Galilean, and Galilee is his country.
所以耶稣回到了自己的家乡，自己家乡的人接待耶稣。
So Jesus went back to his hometown, to his own country, and people there received him.
有人说，哎，但是耶稣不是说先知在本地是没有人尊敬的吗？
Some people say, did Jesus say that a prophet has no honor in his own country?
但是耶稣他来到自己家乡，家乡人不是接待他吗？
So when Jesus came to his own hometown, to his own country, the people there received him.
所以这不是自相矛盾，耶稣刚刚说先知在家乡不被人尊敬，但是耶稣马上就回到家乡，然后他家乡人接待他。
Is this self-contradictory? Because Jesus said that a prophet is no honor in his own country, and then it records that the people there received him.
啊，首先我们要说明哈，耶稣确实是被称为加利利人。
And first of all, we have to point out that Jesus was really of Galilee.
啊，在马太福音26:69，这里记载到彼得在外面院子里坐着，有一个使女前来说：“你素来也是同那加利利人耶稣一伙的。”
In Matthew chapter 26:69 said, "Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, 'You also were with Jesus of Galilee.'"
我们知道主耶稣的母亲玛利亚是加利利的拿撒勒人。
We know that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a Nazareth in Galilee.
耶稣虽然出生在伯利恒，但是后来又去到拿撒勒，他整个的童年，这个包括成长过程，全部都在拿撒勒。
Although Jesus was born in Bethlehem and they went to Nazareth and he grew up there.
所以他被人称为拿撒勒人耶稣，也被人称为加利利人耶稣。
So he was called the Jesus of Nazareth or the Jesus of Galilee.
拿撒勒是加利利下面的一个小的地方。
Nazareth is a small region in Galilee.
所以就像这个 Garden City， 一般在人们的观念当中是属于 Boise。
Like the Garden City is part of Boise.
啊，或者就属于这个 Treasure Valley， 就这样。
Or it belongs to the Treasure Valley.
所以，我们必须要看到，耶稣回到加利利，确实是回到他自己的家乡。
So we can see that Jesus went back to Galilee and he went to his own country.
然后，耶稣的门徒当中，12个人有11个人都是加利利人，但只有一个不是加利利人。
The 11 of the 12 disciples of Jesus were Galileans. Only one of them were not.
那么第二点呢，耶稣确实不止一次说先知在家乡是不受尊重。
And Jesus has said not one time, but several times that a prophet has no honor in his own country.
然后我们刚才所读的经文确实也让我们看到耶稣回到家乡，家乡的人确实接待耶稣。
And scriptures told us that when Jesus went back to his country and the people there received him.
也就是说，耶稣一边他家乡的人接待他，但是耶稣一边说家乡的人不尊重先知。
And on one hand, the people in his own country received him, but Jesus said do not honor him.
所以我们自然会看到，在耶稣的眼中，或者说在道成肉身的上帝的眼中，有些接待根本就不是尊重。
So we can see that in the eyes of God, that some reception are not honor.
我们也看见有文士和法利赛人接待耶稣，法利赛人西门接待耶稣到家里吃饭。
And we know that a Pharisee called Simon received Jesus into his house to eat.
但是在那个吃饭过程中，有一个女人过来用打碎香膏，用鱼皮香膏来膏足。
And while they were eating, a woman, came with a bottle of perfume and broke the bottle and anointed Jesus.
然后耶稣说，一个是法利赛人西门，一个是这个在人看来有罪的女人，哪个是真正的爱耶稣，或者哪个真正的尊重耶稣呢？
And Jesus asked them that which one loves him more, the Pharisee or the sinful woman who broke the perfume to anoint Jesus.
所以接待上帝并不是在上帝眼中看不一定就是你在尊重神。
So receiving God, is not necessarily honoring God in God's eyes.
所以这个时候，耶稣家乡加利利人接待耶稣，但是耶稣说，家乡的人并不尊重先知，家乡也不尊重他。
So here we can see, although the Galileans received Jesus, and Jesus said that they were not actually honoring him.
所以，那我们来看，到底什么样的接待？在耶稣的眼中看才是真正的接待才是真正的尊重呢
So let's see what kind of reception is the true honoring of Jesus
如果我们还记得就是上个礼拜我们思想的就是约翰福音上面的经文四章前面的经文我们就会看见在加利利人接待耶稣之前撒玛利亚人也接待了耶稣
If you look back to the verses we have studied last week thatBefore the Galileans received Jesus, the Samaritans also received Jesus.
那么当耶稣给那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人给他传福音，然后这个妇人她自己信耶稣回去以后，告诉全城的人，你们都要来看呐，这是弥赛亚。
And when Jesus shared the gospel with the Samaritan woman went into town and tell everybody.To come to see and see the Messiah.
然后在约翰福音四章三十九到四十二节是这样记载的。我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
Let's read the John chapter four, verse 39-42.
那么三十九节，那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣。因为那妇人做见证说他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣求他在他们那里住下他便在那里住了两天因耶稣的话信的人就更多了便对妇人说现在我们信不是因为你的话而是我们亲自听见了知道这真是就是主所以从这个经文当中我们会看见撒玛利亚人也接待耶稣。
So from these verses, we can see that Samaritans also received Jesus.
他们对耶稣说：“哎呀，求耶稣住下。”
And they begged Jesus to stay with them.
然后耶稣就住下了，住在他们当中。
And Jesus stayed with them.
我们知道以色列人是非常鄙视撒玛利亚人的。
And we all know that Israelites despised the Samaritans.
认为撒玛利亚人都是污秽的哈。
I think that they are filthy.
但是这些污秽的人在以色列人眼中看污秽的人他们接待耶稣然后耶稣就住在他们当中
And those people with impurities and they although they are despised by the Israelites but Jesus stayed with them
那这些人是因为什么原因接待耶稣呢
And what reason made these people receive Jesus
因为他们信耶稣所说的话
Because they believed what Jesus had said to them.
因耶稣的话信的人更多了。
And many more believed because of his own word.
他们信耶稣所说的话，他们就说这真的是弥赛亚，这真的是救世主啊。
And they believed what Jesus said, and they said that this is the Savior, the Christ, the Savior of the world.
然后他们就说，哎呀。求求你，求求你，救主啊，弥赛亚，你住在我们当中吧。
And they urged Jesus to stay with them.
那我们来看耶稣家乡的人是因为什么原因接待耶稣
？And now let's see why the people in the Jesus hometown received Jesus.
那么在约翰福音四章四十五节告诉我们，到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。所以这节经文告诉我们，加利利人是因为什么原因接待耶稣。
So this verse told us the reason why the Galileans received Jesus.
因为他们看见耶稣在耶路撒冷所行的一切事。
Because they saw the things that Jesus did at Jerusalem.
他们看见耶稣所做的神迹。
And they saw the miraculous signs that Jesus performed.
他们接待耶稣。
So they received Jesus.
一个是撒玛利亚人，因为信耶稣所说的话。他们接待耶稣，把耶稣当作救世主来接待。
And the Samaritans received Jesus because what Jesus had said to them, and they received Jesus as the Messiah, as the Savior of the world.
一个是耶稣家乡的人，他们看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们就接待耶稣，他们把耶稣当作一个可以行神迹、行异能的人来接待。
And on the other hand, the people in Jesus' country, Galilee, and they received Jesus because they saw the miraculous signs that Jesus did, and they received Jesus as someone who can perform miraculous signs.
所以看上去两类人都接待了耶稣。
It seems that these two groups of people received Jesus.
但是耶稣说，他家乡的人对他的接待，并不表示他们尊重耶稣。
But Jesus said that people in his own country received Jesus.Does not necessarily show their honor to him.
原因我相信我们从圣经中都已经看到了。
And we can clearly see the reason.
家乡的人接待耶稣，因为他们因为看见神迹，他们接待耶稣。
And the people in his own country received Jesus because they saw miracles.
他们说啊，这是我们的同乡啊，他可以做一些非常了不起的事情，啊，我们接待他。
Said, oh, he is one of our fellow men, and he can do great things, and let's receive him.
哎，我来看，哎，让他也做一，在我们当中也行一些神迹吧。
Let's ask him to perform some miracles among us.
但还有一些人，就是撒玛利亚人。
And the other group is the Samaritans.
他们没有看到耶稣行任何的神迹。
They didn't see Jesus perform any miracles.
他们就听见耶稣说的话。
And they just heard what Jesus said.
他们就说，耶稣这就是救世主，这就是弥赛亚。
They said that he is Christ, he is the Messiah, he is the Savior of the world.
他们就接待耶稣，就像接待救世主一样来接待。
And they received Jesus as they received Messiah.
这才是真正的对耶稣的接待，这才是真正的对耶稣的尊重。
This is the real reception, and this is true honor of Jesus.
所以圣经的话在这个地方没有一点点的矛盾。
So there's no contradictions in the Bible.
耶稣家乡的人把耶稣当作一个啊，就是可以行异能的人来接待耶稣。耶稣说，这根本就不是尊重。
People in Jesus' home country, they received Jesus as someone who can perform miracles. And Jesus said, this is no honoring at all.
啊，这不过就是因为看见神迹啊，他们才来啊接待。
They come to receive me because they saw miracles.
就说这对于道成肉身的上帝来说，这不仅不是尊重，这甚至是在矮化上帝。
And for God who became flesh into the world, and this is not honoring, this is underestimation.
但是对于那些撒玛利亚人来说，他们没有看到耶稣行任何的神迹。
But for those Samaritans, they didn't see Jesus perform any miracles.
他们仅仅听到耶稣所说的话。
They simply heard what Jesus said.
他们就说，这一位跟这个世界上所有的人都不一样。
And they said, this one is different from anyone in the world.
这一位远远超过可以行神迹，可以行异能超过这个世界上所有的大医生，超过这个世界上所有最有智慧的人，这一位他是救世主。
And he surpasses anyone in the world, anyone who can do great things, perform miracles, any good doctor, any wise man, and he is the savior of the world.
所以他们就接待耶稣当作救主来接待。
So they receive Jesus as a savior.
没有看到任何的
They didn't see any miracles.
所以耶稣就住在他们的。
So Jesus stayed with them.
事实上，主耶稣反复的告诉我们，人因为看到神迹，来所谓相信耶稣，那么这种信心不是真正的信心。
And Jesus has been emphasizing again and again that people, when they see miracles and this, and they believe this kind of faith is not real faith.
甚至这是非常严重错误的信心，这种靠看神迹带来信上帝这种所谓的信心是被上帝非常的厌恶。
And this actually is a totally fake faith and believing with seeing miracles. This kind of faith was disgusted by God.
那么我们大家可以一起来读马太福音12:39.
Let's read Matthew chapter 12, verse 39.
我们看到了，一起来。
Let's read it together.
马太福音12:39，耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的世代，求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。”好，我们接下来再来读约翰福音的20:29。
Let's continue to read the book of John, verse 20-29.
约翰福音20:29起，耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。”我们再来看一处经文，是在希伯来书3:7-11。
Verse chapter 3, verse 7-11.
好，我们看到还是可以一起来读。
Let's read it together.
希伯来书3:7-11。第七节起，圣灵有话说：“你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有40年之久。”所以我就厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在梦和怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。就是上帝说，当年在旷野的那些以色列人，他们天天看神的作为，天天看神迹。
In the wilderness, the Israelites.Saw the miracles of God every day.
但他们的看了还要看，试了还要试。
But they saw and they want to see more and they tested again and again.
他们在那里，神说试我探我。
And God said they tested me and tried me.
然后呢，招致神的愤怒，全部自取灭亡。
And leads to the wrath of God and they were all destroyed.
上帝告诉我们，这种要看神迹啊，来信上帝的这种信心是非常非常错误的信心。
And God told us the faith of the believing with seeing miracles, this kind of faith was a totally fake faith.
然后这样的一种信心啊，不仅不是不尊重神，这样的信心惹动上帝。
This faith not only was not honoring God, but leads to the wrath of God.
所以耶稣在这里就说，那些因为看神迹来接待他的人，耶稣说这些人根本不是真正的尊重他。
So Jesus said here that those people who want to see miracles are not honoring him.
圣经中也记载有很多人啊，有些人他们相信耶稣有行神迹的能力，他们相信。
In the Bible, there are some people who believe that Jesus had the power to perform miracles.
但圣经却说这些人根本就不信耶稣。
But the Bible said that they actually didn't believe Jesus.
我们可以一起来读约翰福音7:3-5。
Let's read together Book of John chapter 7 verse 3-5.
我们看到可以一起来读约翰福音7:3起。耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的， 你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。啊，我们看见耶稣是有弟弟的哈，这个我们再一次说明一下，就是童贞女玛利亚从圣灵感孕，就是生耶稣之后呢，玛利亚后来跟约瑟又有孩子哈，这是耶稣的弟弟。
And we have to point out that Jesus has brothers, and when Jesus' mother Mary gave birth through the Holy Spirit to Jesus, and then he had some other kids with his husband Joseph.
啊，所以这一点我们一定要非常的清楚，就是圣经明确告诉我们，耶稣是有弟弟的。
So we have to be clear about this, and Jesus tells us clearly that Jesus had brothers.
所以耶稣的母亲玛利亚不是什么所谓的永远童贞女。
So the mother of Jesus, Mary, he was not a virgin forever.
她只是说生耶稣的时候是从圣灵感孕，童贞女从圣灵感孕生出耶稣。
And we can also say that when he conceived through the Holy Spirit and to give birth to Jesus, and she was a virgin.
啊，但在这之后呢，她还是跟她的丈夫约瑟有非常正常的在地上的夫妻的生活，他们也是有孩子。
And then after that, she and her husband Joseph, they still give birth to several other kids.
所以这里我们要特别指出，这是天主教一个严重的错误。他们说玛利亚是永远的童贞女。
And we have to point out this is one of the mistakes of the Catholic Church, and they said that.Mary was a virgin for her whole life.
或者准确讲一点的话，是罗马天主教会哈。
It's the Roman Catholic Church.
对对，我们说明一下。但是我们在这里哈，回到我们刚才所读的经文，就是耶稣的这些弟弟们相不相信耶稣有行神迹的能力呢
？Let's go back to the verses we just read. Did Jesus' brother believe that Jesus had the power to perform miracles?
相不相信，就是耶稣的弟弟们相不相信他们的哥哥耶稣有行神迹的能力
？Did Jesus' brother believe that their brother has the power to perform miraculous signs？
相信，对不对
？Yes, they believe.
毫无疑问相信。
Undoubtedly, they believed.
他们对耶稣有行神迹的能力没有丝毫的怀疑。
They do not question the power of Jesus to perform miracles.
他们相信他们的哥哥耶稣不仅可以在家乡行神迹，你去到任何地，你去到犹太地方，你一样的可以行神迹。你行神迹的能力不被这个地域所限制，你能力非常的大。
They even believe that Jesus can perform miracles in his own country, and he can perform miracles in some other places, and his power to perform miracles was not limited by places.
所以他们。信耶稣有行神迹的能力，毫不怀疑，非常的信。
So they did not question the power of Jesus to perform miracles.
所以他们劝耶稣：“你这么大的能力，你去到人多的地方啊，你让更多人看见呐。”
So they urged Jesus that since you have such great power that you go to people, other places with many people, so to show them your power.
所以从我们。人来看，就是耶稣的弟弟们对他非常的有信心，就是说他不怕耶稣出去，万一不能行神迹，会不会很丢人？他没有丝毫这个担心。
So from men's view that Jesus' brothers had great confidence in Jesus, they were not afraid that Jesus went out and he could not perform miracles.
毫不担心这一点。
They do not worry about this.
但是圣经却说什么呢？圣经却说。因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
But the Bible here says that for even his brothers did not believe in him.
所以越是耶稣的弟弟们说耶稣，我们非常非常相信你，非常非常相信你，你有能力行神迹，你去到任何地方都可以行神迹。越是他的弟弟这样讲
，And the more that Jesus' brother said to Jesus that go to other places and more places to show your power to perform miracles.
结果圣经说，不是说他们这样讲表明他们对耶稣有非常大的信心，不是的。圣经说他们这样讲表明他们根本不信耶稣。
the Bible said they said this not to show their belief in Jesus, but they said the brothers did not believe in him.
所以这里让我们看，那到底什么才叫信耶稣呢？
So let's see what is the real faith. What is real belief?
信耶稣能够做一切事情，信耶稣能够行神迹，这叫不叫信耶稣呢？
Is this called the real faith when you believe that Jesus has the power to perform miracles, can do everything?
这不叫信耶稣。
This is not called believing God.
因为耶稣的弟弟就是这样。
Because it is the same faith as the brothers of Jesus.
因为在那个时候，耶稣的弟弟还没有悔改啊，后来才悔改啊。但那个时候，耶稣他们就是这样，他们信耶稣可以做任何事情，信耶稣可以行神迹，但是圣经说他们不信。
At that time, the Jesus brother didn't repent, but later they repented. But they said, the Bible said that they asked Jesus to perform miracles, and that's called unbelief.
那到底什么是真的信？
Then what is the real belief?
就像撒玛利亚人信耶稣那样信耶稣。
That's how the Samaritans believed in Jesus.
一个神迹都没有看到。
They didn't see any single miracles.
听到耶稣说的话，
they just heard what Jesus said,
然后信耶稣是救世主，
and they believe that Jesus was the Messiah,
是我们的主，
is our Savior, is our Lord,
可以拯救我，
He can save us.
他们没有要求耶稣，哎，留下吧，行几个神迹，我们当中有很多的病人，我们当中有很多的穷人，耶稣留下吧，行几个神迹。
The Samaritans didn't ask Jesus to stay with them, to perform miracles to them, to heal them. We have a lot of people who are sick. They didn't ask Jesus to perform miracles for them.
他们信耶稣，耶稣是救世主，救我们脱离我们的罪。
And they believe that Jesus was the Savior of the world, can deliver them out of their sins.
就像耶稣拯救那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，拯救那个打水的妇人从她的罪里出来，从她的罪里释放出来。
Just as Jesus delivered the Samaritan woman out of her sins.
所以当这个撒玛利亚打水妇人回到城里去了以后，所有人看见她，都是这个女人身上这个罪的重担脱落了，她自由，她从罪的重担当中被释放出来了。
And when the Samaritan woman, when he was saved and he went into the town, and everybody see that the burden of sin on this woman has been released, has been taken away.
今天见到弥赛亚，我今天见到的救主，他，我见到他，我才是这个样子。
And the woman witnessed that I saw Messiah and I saw the, my Savior, and for because of him I became like this.
我的罪的重担脱落了。
My burden of sin has been taken away.
然后，这些全城的人，撒玛利亚人都去看耶稣。
And the people in the whole town went to Jesus.
然后他们亲耳听耶稣对他们讲话。
And they heard by themselves what Jesus said to them.
然后回来对那个女人说，我们不是仅仅是听你的话我们信，我们真正听了耶稣的话我们信，他确实是救世主。
And went back to say to the woman that I, we believed not because we heard your words, and we believe because we heard what the, he, Jesus said, and he is the true savior of the world.
他是救主，他不仅仅是医生，他不是仅仅治了我的病或者给我东西吃，他不仅仅。
He is a savior. He's not just a doctor. He just does not just heal us or does not just give us food to eat.
他救我脱离了我的罪。
He delivered me from my sin.
这是真正的信耶稣。
This is the true faith, the real faith.
我们今天所有人可以做的事情，在耶稣那个时代都会被人看成是神迹。
Everything we did, we do today could be miracles for people in the Jesus time.
我们今天每个人都会打电话，是不是？
And we make phone calls every day.
拿起一个小东西，嘣嘣嘣一话讲话，然后我们给这个什么很远很远的地方的人讲话。
We dial with this little thing, and we can talk with people far away.
然后，你想在耶稣那个时代。我们今天很多人所拥有的能力，在他们来看是无法想象的。
And imagine the Jesus time, some things that we do today are unbelievable in Jesus time.
现在大家很多人喜欢看那个穿越剧，是不是？
Today we like to watch TV series with trend passes the time.
看大家反应就是大家不喜欢看哈。
It seems that you're not interested in.
啊，这是个年龄的问题啊。好，因为我们现在我们打个比方，哎，我们偷偷的带几个阿司匹林，带几个这个退烧药，哎，穿越到耶稣那个年代，穿越到他那个时代。
And imagine that we take some aspirin and we take some fever pills and go back to the time when of Jesus' time.
然后有个人他发烧很厉害。
And someone is having a high fever there.
偷偷给他吃个退烧药。
And we give him this fever pill.
半个小时之后可能烧就退了。
And his fever go down half an hour later.
人因为会要看到这些人建立起来的信心，这种信心很廉价。
The faith by seeing such kind of things is cheap.
啊，我小时候啊，我做小孩的时候，我经常被一些大孩子这样骗。
And when I was little, I always cheated by some older kids.
啊，我那时候跟大孩子一起玩游戏，我总是输。
And I always get lost. I always lost when I play games with the older kids.
他们就是总是赢。我们当时一个小弹珠哈那样去玩，然后我觉得他们好厉害啊，他们打得非常非常的准，真的很厉害，所以赢我。
They always won the game when they play the marbles.
后来我发现不是他们厉害，是他骗我。他手上有两个小珠子，他其实过去拿的时候是把他手上那个小珠子放在那，不是他打到那去的。
And later I found out that they are not really that good and they were cheating me. They put two marbles in their hand and they tried to shoot into the hole and that was a cheat.
我怎么明白？因为我长大了，我也学会，我也这样去做骗人家。
And later I understood because I did the same trick.
所以我们靠眼睛看见我们就信，这是非常非常贬低神。
So by believing by seeing is actually an underestimation of God.
耶稣的弟弟这样对耶稣说：“你去行神迹吧，让很多人看见。”这不是在称赞耶稣，这不是在尊敬耶稣，这是在贬低耶稣。耶稣说：“你们就看到这些吗？”
And Jesus' brothers asked him to go to perform miracles to do the great things, and this was not honoring and respect Jesus, and they were.Underestimate Jesus.
撒玛利亚人看见的不仅没有看到耶稣行神迹，他们但是他们听到耶稣的话，他们看见耶稣就是救主。
The Samaritans didn't see Jesus perform any miracles, but they heard Jesus' words and they believed that Jesus is the Messiah, is the Savior.
我曾经看过一个报道哈，就是我们每个人接受的信息量啊，这个效率最高的方式就是我们的视觉。
I have read a report and said the information we get is the most information we get is through our sight.
所以你看一本小说，哎呀，好几百万字，你看得很累。但是把这个小说拍成电影，90分钟，哎，你全部都看到了，信息接收了。
If you read a novel with a thick book of novel, then it would take a long time.For you to get to it, but if this novel is put into a movie of about 90 minutes, then you can get it quite quickly.
一个是视觉接收信息的效率很高，一个是视觉接收信息的这个量很大。人每天接收的信息量70%以上靠视觉。
It is not only efficient to get information through your sight; it is also a large quantity of information you get through your sight.
但是上帝说，我们建立对上帝的信心，不是靠我们看见，要靠我们听的。
But God said our faith is not based on seeing things, but by hearing.
信道从听道来。
And believing in the word comes from listening to the word.
这个道是上帝的话，是靠听。信道从听道来，不是看，不是看神迹。
And the word is.The words from God, and we believe because we hear what God said.
然后我们就说，那靠听，那不是效率很低吗？看很快啊。
Then we see that it's less efficient by hearing. By seeing, it's much more efficient.
但是我告诉你，看，你经常会看错。
But I will tell you that see, when you read and when you see that you often have mistakes by seeing.
每个人都看见自己心里想看的。
Everybody want to see what they want to see.
你不想看的，天天放到他的眼前，他就看不到好。
Those they don't want to see, if you put before his eyes, he cannot see.
我看了很多这样的事情，简直是就是这样，你都感到不可理解，他就在这儿吗？他就看不到。
I have so many examples, and it's unbelievable. It's right before his eyes, but he could not see.
或者看到了装看不到，他不承认。
And even if he saw it, he pretend he did not see.
那就没有发生过。
That it never happened.
你说发生了呀，发生了呀。
But it happened, and you told him it happened, but he said it never happened.
没有发生过，都是谎言。
That those are lies.
人会看错。
The people will see by mistake.
但是非常遗憾的是，今天很多基督徒呢，也是说，哎呀，我们要传福音，传福音，我们要讲效率，所以我们拍很多的耶稣传。
So today Christians want to seek efficiency when they preach the gospels, and so they made a film called Jesus.
然后还不用讲道了，讲道太复杂，圣经那么厚，太复杂。哎，我们放耶稣传，大家看一看就好。
It's too complicated to make sermons and such a thick book. They just play the movie, the Jesus, to them.
但是有些人说，哎呀，耶稣传看那么多遍了，就不想看了。他说，那我们再拍一个新的耶稣传。
Maybe some people say that we have seen this movie, Jesus, for so many times, and let's look at let's see another movie.
那前段时间有一个弟兄告诉我，哎，现在有新的耶稣传出来了，哎，看一下，很好，哎，很多人看。
And there's a brother told me that there's a new movie called Jesus coming out. It's very good.
后来我说，哎，我说有什么不同吗？为什么要拍那么多新的耶稣传？他说有不同吗
？I said, is there any difference why they made so many movies about Jesus? And he said, yes, there are some differences.
他说以前的耶稣传，耶稣金发碧眼呐。
And in the previous movies, the Jesus was with gold hair and blue eyes.
然后很多人不喜欢看见金发碧眼的耶稣。
And many people don't want to see a Jesus like that.
但是现在这个耶稣传，这个人他就好像血统很复杂，就反正不是金发碧眼，就是黑人啊，怎么样不，反正血统很复杂的演员来演耶稣，那大家都好啊。
And this actor who acted like acted Jesus is not like the before with blue eyes and the gold hair, and his body is complicated, maybe a black man.
我说这个复杂不太好哈、啊，反正就是说，就是你看不出他到底是什么种族肤色的特征特别明显。那特别找这么一个演员来演耶稣。
So they find actually such an actor that you cannot.Directly tell what kind of racist he is.
然后那个朋友就告诉我，哎，你可以看呐、啊，你中国人呐、啊，哎，看呐、啊。
And that friend told me that you can watch that movie because you are Chinese.
你看这个耶稣不是金发碧眼呐、啊，你也不是啊，你可以看这个耶稣啊。
And you see, this Jesus is not with gold hair and blue eyes, and you are not, and you can see movie such as this movie.
其实我根本不关注耶稣是不是金发碧眼，耶稣是什么皮肤，我根本不关注，我只看圣经中的耶稣。
Actually, I don't care about the appearance of Jesus. I just want to fix my eyes on the Jesus who is told in the Bible.
圣经中从来没有描绘耶稣是怎么样的头发，什么样的肤色，什么样。圣经只记载耶稣说的话。
The Bible didn't have any description of the Jesus' hair or his appearance, and the Bible only records Jesus' words.
其实我们今天哈、啊，我们会说，哎呀，只有当年的那些犹太人、以色列人，他们求神迹信耶稣，他们没有信心，他们这样做不对。但是今天很多时候，我们也在用这种方式，我们还认为自己是就是传福音。
And sometimes we see that the Israelites, the Jews, seek miracles, and we think they are not right. But today, actually, we are doing the same thing. We seek miracles, and we want to preach gospel with the miracles.
啊，我有一个很好的朋友哈、啊，也是我以前教会的一个同工，然后他有一天去到一个教会。
I have a good friend who is a previous co-worker in my previous church, and he went to a church one day.
教会的弟兄姊妹不知道他已经是一个信主多年的基督徒，以为他是个慕道友，第一次去嘛。
And the brothers and sisters in that church didn't know that he was already a Christian because it's the first time he went to his church.
然后就是那个教会的弟兄姊妹很热心的，就聚完会之后呢，就把我这个朋友都带上，让他去看一看他们教会的长老执事住的地方。
And the brothers and sisters were warm-hearted, and after theworship and they took this brother, my friend to visit the places the deacons and the elders lived.
在加州啊，非常好的房子，加州啊，非常好的房子，豪宅。
It was in California and they lived in very good houses and mansions.
然后这个教会弟兄姊妹很热心，然后对我这个朋友说，你看到没有，你信耶稣来我们教会，以后你也住这样房子。
And those brothers and sisters said to my friend, and see that if you believe in Jesus, you can live in such houses.
你说这不是用神迹，用所谓的眼睛来吸引人信耶稣吗？
Isn't this attracting people to believe in Jesus with those tangible things?
你想要大房子是不是？
Do you want to live in a big house?
你想过这样的生活是不是？
Do you live in such a life?
来，我带你看一下。
Let's see, I will show you.
哎，你信耶稣，这些都得到。
Believe in Jesus and you will get this.
你说这跟神的话有没有什么关系？一点关系都没有。
Does this have any relation with words of God?
耶稣说什么？耶稣说他在地上连枕头的地方都没有。
Jesus said he has no place to lay his head.
我们今天能不能带一个慕道友到路边去看？你看这里有。这里有一块石头，耶稣连这个石头枕头都没有，我们能不能给慕道友这样讲？
Can we just lead a gospel friend to the side of the road and show a stone to him that Jesus, while he was on the earth, he didn't have such a stone to lay his head?
我们今天我想我们也不会这样跟慕道友讲哈。
I think we won't do these things to gospel friends.
我们既然没有那个胆量跟慕道友这样讲，我怕把别人吓跑，那我们就诚诚实实回到圣经呢。
Since we do not have a courage to say to our gospel friends like that, and let's come back to the Bible.
那看圣经怎么说啊？
Let's see what the Bible says.
为什么总是要让人看到神迹，让人看到一些东西呢？我们让人听好不好？让人来听神的话。
Why do we always want people to see some things? Let's ask people to hear.
所以这种靠神迹产生的信心呢、啊？会把上帝看错了。
So this kind of faith with seeing miracles will see God by mistake.
今天很多人心目中的上帝啊，就像以前那个阿拉伯的那个神话那个阿拉丁神灯里面那个灯奴一样。
So God in many people's heart is like the lamp slave in Aladdin's magic lamp.
就是他们心中想象的上帝，就是哎呀，上帝，我只要向你提要求，你无所不能，你就可以成就，你就可以做到我心中向你提出的一切要求。
The God in their heart is like that. I just raise any request to you, and you can do everything, and you will accomplish this my request.
你最好就像那个阿拉丁神灯里面那个灯奴，我需要用到你的时候呢，我擦一擦，你就出来了。
And you'd better like the lamp slave in the Aladdin's magic lamp. And when I need you, I will just wipe the lamp and you will come out.
那我现在我没有灯可以擦，那我祷告，祷告就是就我祷告你就出来了。
Though I do not have this magic lamp, I by prayer, and by when I pray, it will come out.
然后我祷告说，耶稣啊，我想要看见这件事情成就。
And I pray that Jesus, I want to see this thing accomplished.
你无所不能
，and you can do everything.
所以你要听我的
，so you should listen to me.
你要让这个事情成就
，you should fulfill this.
好，那我平常的生活呢？那你不要干涉我
，and do not interfere with my ordinary life.
所以你回到你的那个地方去
，you back to your own place.
我该过什么样的生活，过什么样的生活
？I will just live my life.
啊，我想用你的时候，我在祷告，擦一擦那个，你再出来。
And when I need you, and I wipe them, and I pray, and you come.
这就是所谓的要看见神迹，看见神的作为产生的信心，就是这样的一种信心。
This is a kind of faith that by seeing what they want to see and they believe.
然后，当他们祷告，他们发现上帝没有成就他们心中所求的，他们就不信了。
And when they prayed and they found out that God didn't accomplish what they prayed for and they didn't believe.
我看到有人讲这样的话，我感到非常非常的难受。就说他们向上帝祷告，然后上帝没有成就他们的祷告。他说：“上帝啊，你让我丢人了。”
And well, I was very sad when I heard words like this. When I prayed to God and God didn't accomplish for me, and I'm shameful for that.
因为我跟很多人说呀，我是神的儿女啊，我已经向上帝祷告了，你们放心吧，神一定听我的，神一定成就。结果后来发现神没有成就，我在这些人面前我丢面子啊。
And because I have told many people that I'm a children of God and I pray to God and God will accomplish everything for me and you didn't accomplish this for me and I am disgraced before these people.
看到这样的话，我心里特别难受。
I feel very sad when I heard those words.
你讲这样的话，你有没有想到上帝此刻在丢面子？
AndWhen you said those words, didn't you think that God was humiliated by you?
上帝有你这样的儿女吗？
Does God have children like you?
你总在想你有没有得荣耀，神的荣耀你有没有想过啊？
You always think if you are honored, and have you ever think about if God is glorified?
你真以为神是你的仆人啊？
Do you really think that God is your servant?
你真以为神是你自己手所造的偶像，听你的话？
Do you really think that God is just a handmade idol that listens to you?
你有没有想到神的荣耀呢？
Have you ever think about the glory of God?
啊，我们再回来看到那个大臣的信心啊。
Let's come back to the face of the nobleman.
啊，那个大臣来求耶稣，求耶稣来医治他的孩子，他孩子要死了。
There was a nobleman who came to Jesus to ask Jesus to heal his son because his son was going to die.
那我们回到了这个约翰福音四章，刚才走的有点远，现在又回来，回到约翰福音四章。
Let's come back to the book of John chapter 4.
这个耶稣就对他说：“若不看见神经奇事，你们总是不信。”
And Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe."
我们要清楚到这是一句责备的话。
And with can clearly see that this is a rebuke.
这是一句责备的话。很多人把这句话怎么理解？他说：“你看，连耶稣都说了，不看见神迹奇事就不信耶稣，所以我们今天就要看神迹奇事。”
This is a Jesus rebuke to this man, and but some people misunderstood it. They say that see Jesus want say that you won't believe by see without seeing miracles and signs.
所以我们就要看神迹。
So we have to see the miracles.
所以我们才能有信心。
So that we can have faith.
这是严重的扭曲圣经的话啊。
This is a misunderstanding of the words of the Bible.
因为耶稣还在很多地方说了，上帝厌恶这种靠看神迹产生的信心，上帝厌恶。
But Jesus said in many other places that Jesus, and God is disgusted with kind of faith.That believing with seeing miracles.
所以我们读圣经不能断章取义，就是我看这节经文好舒服，我就把这节经文拿出来。
So when we read the Bible, we cannot just read the parts of the Bible and see that I'm comfortable seeing this kind of things happen, and I will just pick out this verse and read it.
好，我们再看后来，其实耶稣这句话对那个大臣呢。是一个责备，然后不仅责备他，也责备他家乡所有的人，就你们呐，就加利利人呐，你们就是要看神迹啊，你们是这样很错的。
And actually, this sentence is a rebuke to this nobleman, not only to the nobleman, but to the people in Galilee, and they say that you people just want to see signs and wonders, and this kind of faith is wrong.
结果大臣说什么呢？他说：“先生，求你趁我的孩子。”还没有死就下去，所以这个大臣就是事实上没有管耶稣说什么。大臣说：“哎呀， 不了那么多了，什么真信心假信心，我不知道，我就求你，你去医治我的孩子，孩子要死了。
But the nobleman said to Jesus, Sir, come down before my child dies. I don't care about what is the real faith and fake faith you're talking about. I just urge you to come down with me to heal my son.
后来耶稣就对他说一句话，回去吧，你的儿子活了。
And Jesus said to him that go your way, your son lives.
那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
And the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way.
我们要特别注意这个地方，那人信耶稣所说的话，他就回去了。
We have to pay attention to the sentence. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way.
所以他信心从哪里来？
So where did his faith come from?
信耶稣所说的话。
By believing the word that Jesus said.
耶稣没有行任何神迹给他看，在那个时候。
At that moment, Jesus didn't perform any miracles for him.
他就信了。
But he believed.
他就回去了。
And he went back.
我们要思想一下，这个大臣到耶稣这里来是长途跋涉，整天的路啊。
Well, we can see that this nobleman came to Jesus with a long distance of traveling.
然后他是一个地位很高的人。
And he was a nobleman. He was in a high place.
然后耶稣就一句话让他走。
那 just the one sentence, Jesus dismissed him.
然后他说：“我这样回去，我跟我的妻子怎么交代？我跟孩子怎么交代？我这么不容易再来。”
He could think that, I go back like this. How can I give account to my wife and my son? And I have traveled such a distance here.
他说：“哎，无论如何，耶稣，你还跟我走，你不能就这样一句话就。”
Whatever, Jesus, please come with me. You cannot dismiss me like this.
但这个人完全没有。
But no, that's not the case with this nobleman.
耶稣就给他一句话，他就走。
Just one word, one sentence that Jesus said to him, and he went away.
我们要知道，而且他走的时候不是非常难过忧伤，他说：“哎呀，我被耶稣拒绝了，很难过的走。”他不是这样的。
And we also pay attention to that.When he left, and he didn't left sadly or disappointedly, and it's not that he was rejected by Jesus.
他满怀信心。
He went away full of confidence.
因为他信耶稣说的话。
Because he believed Jesus' words.
回去之后呢，果然这个仆人就告诉他孩子病好了。
And on his way back home, and his servant came and tell him that his son was healed.
那这个人问了一句：“这什么时候跑
？”And he asked the servant, "What is the time his son get better?"
其实，当我们看圣经呢，这句话可能就一下子过去，但你去思想一下，这句话很特别的。
Maybe we will read the Bible, we just skip through these verses, but when you look at this carefully, and it's very special words.
就我们今天有孩子病得要死，他好了，我还管他什么时候好的吗？
If your son or your kids are sick and is going to die and he was healed, do you care that when he was getting healed?
我早都忘了。
Forget about those things.
因为我已经得到我想要的了，我已经看见我想看到的了。
So I forgot what I want to get and I have seen what I want to see.
就像那些大麻风被耶稣医治的人。十个当中只有一个回来感谢耶稣。
Just like those people with leprosy, when they ten of them were healed, and only one went back to Jesus.
九个都把耶稣忘了，我病好了，我不需要耶稣了。
And nine of them forgot about Jesus when they were healed. They forgot the who healed them.
目的达到了。
And the purpose was fulfilled.
但是这个大臣不是这样。
And it is not the case with this nobleman.
这个大臣真正的目的是。或者最终的目的。
What did the nobleman really want?
他一开始说想让他的孩子好。
At first he wants to have his son get healed.
后来他说，这人到底是谁
？And at the end he was asking, who is this?
耶稣到底是谁
？What on earth is Jesus?
他想搞清楚耶稣到底是谁，他问我孩子什么时候好。
He wants to find out who Jesus is, so he asked when his son was getting healed.
他刚开始有一定的信心，他信耶稣说的话。
At first, he had some faith. He believed Jesus' words.
结果这个信心驱动这个大臣，让他更要知道我信的这一位到底是谁。
And this faith drives this nobleman to find out more about Jesus, who Jesus is.
然后他最后找到，他说我信的这一位是主。
And he found out that Jesus is his Lord.
远远超越一个医生，远远超越这地上所有的人，他带他全家都信耶稣。
He's superior than any other doctors, any other people in the world, and he led his whole family to believe in Jesus.
所以我们仔细来思想，如果他仅仅就是为了儿子病得好，那儿子病得好，他都不用管耶稣了。
So let's think it this carefully that if he just cares about if his son is getting healed and he doesn't care about Jesus. But he asked who Jesus is. He wanted to find out.
最后圣经说他自己和全家都信了。
And the Bible tells us that he himself believed and his whole household.
首先，耶稣没有行神迹，耶稣给他一句话，他有信心。
And first of all, that Jesus didn't perform miracles here, and he just gave his word that you have faith.
然后这个信心驱动他。真正更深的认识耶稣是谁。
And this faith drives him to find out more about Jesus, who Jesus is.
这就是使徒保罗说的，我们深知我们所信的是谁。
This is what Paul said. We know that what we who we believed.
我们深知我们所信的是谁。
We deeply know that who we believed.
先有信心，对不对
？First.Comes faith.
然后越来越知道，是不是
？Then we know more and more.
当我们越来越知道，我们知道我们所信的可不仅仅是大医生，我们所信的可不仅仅是一个行神迹的耶稣。
And we know more and more that what we believe is not just a good doctor, is not just someone who can perform miracles.
我们所信的是我们的主。
What we believe is our Lord.
我们最后来看，两处。
Finally, let's look at two verses.
约翰福音三章十六节和三十六节，我们看到一起来读。
John 3:16 and verse 36. Let's read together.
约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。信子。死的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。好，我们再来读一次经文，哥林多前书一章22-24节。
Another verse is in First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22-24.
二三节起，犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。感谢神，神把他的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thanks to the Lord, and God gave His words to us through the Bible.
从神的话语，我们知道什么才是让我们真正灵魂得救的信心。
And from the words of the Bible, we know the true faith that can save us.
不是因为要看神迹而来的信心。
Not the faith by seeing miracles.
是真正认识主耶稣基督，然后真知道他是把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来的救主。
And knowing that Jesus is.Knowing about Lord Jesus and know that He is the one who delivers us from sin and darkness and death.
他要把永生赐给我们。
And He will give us eternal life.
为此，我们所需要的仅仅是信。
And what we need is to believe.
而主耶稣基督却把他自己在十字架上献上。
Lord Jesus gave himself up on the cross.
在十字架上牺牲他自己，流出他的血。
sacrificed himself on the cross and shed his blood.
洗净我们一切的罪。
Cleans out all our transgressions.
让一切信靠他的人能够罪得赦免。
And those who believe in him will be cleansed from their sins.
能够得永生。
And will have eternal life.
这就是圣经启示出来真正得救的信息。
That's the real faith revealed by the Bible to be the saving grace, saving faith.
我们说要求神迹看。
We ask for miracles.
上帝说，他已经给我们显出最大的神迹。
And God said He has showed us the greatest miracle.
就是神的独生爱子在十字架上牺牲他自己。
That God's only begotten Son died on the cross.
为我，为你，
for you and for me.
受死，埋葬，第三天从死里。
Died and was buried and was raised to life on the third day.
我们今天每一个重生得救的人，我们没有用我们的肉眼看见耶稣钉十字架。
And every one of us who were born again and we didn't see with our naked eyes that we're saved. That Jesus died on the cross.
但圣经的话告诉我们。
But the Bible, the words in the Bible told us.
我们就信。
And we believed.
而且这个信。是这个世界没有办法动摇，没有办法夺取。
And this faith and this belief cannot be shaken by anything in this world.
因为神的话是最稳固的。
And because God's words is the most firmest thing. 感谢 God that believing in the word comes from hearing the word.
愿我们每一个人都得着这真正。有信心，让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
So may every one of us have the saving faith that we know that what who we believe.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
我们知道，我们每一个人可以蒙恩得救。不是靠我们自己的行为。
We know that we are saved and we have your grace not by our own behavior.
啊，我们是本乎恩，因着信。
And our faith is of your grace and by faith.
我们相信主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍己。
We believe that Jesus died on the cross and sacrificed himself on the cross for us.
相信主耶稣基督在十字架上流出的宝血可以洗净我们的一切信靠耶稣的人身上的罪。
We believe the precious blood Jesus shed on the cross can cleanse the transgression, the sins of us who believe in him.
相信耶稣基督受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，我们也会复活。
And we believe that Jesus died on the cross and was buried and raised to life on the third day, and we will be raised to life.With Jesus one day.
我们相信主耶稣说过，凡活着信他的，必定永远不死。
And we believe that Jesus has said that those who are living and believe in Him will never die, will never see die.
我们虽然眼睛没有看见耶稣钉十字架
，although we didn't see with our naked eyes that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
但是神的话告诉我们
，God's words told us.
我们就相信
，and we believe.
神的话语是我们信心的根基，是永恒不变，是这个全世界全宇宙最真实的。
Because God's word is the foundation of our faith, will never change. It's the true word.
圣经告诉我们，我们今天所顾念的啊，不是靠眼见。
And the Bible tells us that what we concerned is not tangible things.
我们顾念的是眼睛所看不见。
What we concerned are those things we cannot see.
我们永恒的家乡是在那上帝荣耀的天家。
Our eternal home is the heavenly home with God.
感谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.